USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Arguably, the most important week for America's economy will depend on how our debt ceiling negotiations go. President Biden over the weekend.
MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and the president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
In a perfect world, if negotiations were settled this week, it may be too late to beat the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's deadline. Republican Representative James Comer on Fox News this morning.
The Republicans in the House passed a bill in a timely manner, and the Senate Democrats and the president did nothing. They waited and waited and waited, and now we're past the deadline that we really needed to have presented a bill in a timely manner.
The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death is due in court today.
A grand jury indicted Brian Koberger in the brutal murders of Maddie Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zena Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin at their college house last November. According to court documents, the 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student's DNA was found on a knife sheath at the crime scene. Koberger remains jailed while maintaining his innocence, and he will be arraigned in court today. I'm Skip Kelly.
China's government told operators of critical information infrastructure to stop buying Micron technology products yesterday and claimed the U.S. chipmaker threatened China's national security. The statement did not detail any specific risks. A U.S. Commerce Department spokesperson said it firmly opposes the restrictions on Micron. You might remember back in December, the Biden administration added the memory chipmaker YMTC and other Chinese firms to a trade blacklist. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. This is USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Did you hear about Kitty Carr?
When the iconic St. John sisters, three young and wealthy black women, unexpectedly inherit a massive fortune from silver screen icon Kitty Carr, Hollywood whispers and a brewing scandal develop. And as news of their windfall spreads and threatens their glamorous family image, the sisters are forced to confront the roots of their fame head on. This page-turning novel by Crystal Smith-Paul will keep you talking all summer. Did you hear about Kitty Carr? Available wherever books are sold.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center.
This time, the rocket had a live crew on board.
2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff, Falcon 9.
Four passengers, including three paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are headed to the International Space Station. The AX2 mission will make history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space. It also marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. I'm Dave Collins.
Smoke from Canada's wildfires has floated south across the border and prompted air quality alerts across multiple U.S. states over the weekend. States including Colorado, Utah, Montana, and Idaho issued air quality alerts and advisory due to roughly 83 wildfires that are burning as of last night. Musicians and entrepreneurs Jay-Z and Beyoncé are in the record books, but not where you might think.
It's not a chart topper or a video's page views. The musical power couple is buying a home for $200 million in Malibu, California. It's the most expensive home sale in the state's history, and it's the number two all-time priciest home in the U.S. The pair actually got the mansion at a bargain, nearly $100 million under the original listed price, according to TMZ. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.